At a shady roadside church in the state capital, a handful of volunteers gathered with iced tea, a platter of sandwiches, and tablet computers full of phone numbers. Everybody whose signatures helped bring Amendment 2 to the November ballot. According to who's counting, that's anywhere from 800,000 to a million Floridians.
Our mission today is to call as many people as we can.
Tallahassee organizer Jay Smith was prepared for the work of trying to reach young marijuana advocates who are reachable only by cell phone when they are reachable at all.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
My voicemail, leave a message after the tone.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Please check the number or code.
Of those who did answer, some were no longer sure about medical marijuana. Some had to be reminded that the amendment was really on the November ballot. And the casual voters were urged to send in for absentee ballots. Among the volunteers was writer and Navy veteran Ashley Gibson. Cancer is the curse of the women in her family.
I see the pills. I see them get skinny. We are backwoods, southern Georgia, Florida women. We got a little meat on our bones. And you see them sick, and you don't see the feistiness in them. And then when you see them smoke just a little marijuana, they feel better or they eat.
Polls show heavy support for medical marijuana in Florida, but approval will require heavy support, a 60% majority of Florida voters. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.